vitamins, autumnal equinox, and your health. A, B, C, D, E. No, I'm not reciting the alphabet. I am talking about vitamins, because what else would a sometimes over-the-top nutrition counselor and health coach majoring in drama and enthusiasm do? As part of a prevention strategy and self-care regimen, we cannot dismiss vitamins and minerals from our daily lives. If we want to feel and look our best, good healthy habits are what will get us there. This includes making sure we know our nutritional ABCs. But first, welcome. Welcome to the autumnal equinox. The autumnal equinox, for those of you who may not know, is an astronomical event that marks the start of autumn or fall. In the Northern Hemisphere, the autumnal equinox occurs in September. In the Southern Hemisphere, it occurs in March. After the autumnal equinox, days become shorter than nights as the sun continues to rise later and nightfall arrives earlier. This ends with the winter solstice, after which days start to grow longer once again. Almanac.com. Enough of the astrology. Enough of the astronomy lesson. Let's get back to the topic of vitamins, right? Because what does the autumnal equinox have to do with vitamins or health anyway? Unless you want to tap the link below and find out more. But please forgive me if I go back to the autumnal equinox one last time. You can't deny the beauty of the change of seasons. A couple weekends back, Sunday was amazing. It was on the warmer side, and due to the rainfall the previous few weeks, the colors here in this area of Connecticut were absolutely magnificent. Blue sky, white fluffy clouds, and me with a friend driving 2 hours admiring the different shades of green turning into an exquisite oriental rug, as it were, displaying the orange, yellows, pink, red, and brown foliage hues in this part of the country. Can't get any better than that. Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Song by the Rascals. Okay, back to October. And it is flying by, no question about it. Ask anyone what day of the week it is, and they will be confused. Mommy, was today's date the 10th? No, dear, it's the 15th.
I'm sorry, ma'am. My iPhone says it's the 18th.
Yes, exactly. That's what happens when time flies. Back to our topic of vitamins. Seriously now, I hope you enjoy these autumn vitamin-filled foods. They are going to make the healthiest recipes during the upcoming cool months. I have put them in order of the highest daily value. Vitamin A foods. Salmon, hard-boiled eggs, beef liver, cod liver oil, butter, bluefin tuna, sweet potato, winter squash, kale, collards, turnip greens, carrots. Vitamin B foods, poultry, fish, salmon, leafy greens, liver meats, eggs, milk, nutritional and brewer's yeast, sunflower seeds, fortified cereals too. Vitamin C foods, Kakadu plums. I must admit, I have never heard of those. Acerola cherries, guava, chili peppers, black currants, cantaloupe, parsley, kale, kiwis, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, lemon, papaya, strawberries, oranges. A note on vitamin C.
Vitamin C is a potent antioxidant that protects your body from damage caused by reactive molecules that are known as free radicals, oxidants, or oxidation. Antioxidants diminish or work against disease. Antioxidants is one of my favorite health words because I have seen them at work in my body for over 20 years. Antioxidants are synonymous with anti-aging. Look it up. Vitamin D foods: salmon, canned tuna, egg yolks, sardines, mushrooms. With vitamin D, most of us need supplementation because the body does not make enough of it and the foods we eat cannot provide the needed amounts. Vitamin E foods: sunflower seeds, almonds, hazelnuts, pine nuts, Atlantic salmon, goose meat, avocado, red sweet peppers, but raw, Brazil nuts, mango, turnip greens. I wanted to list here some of my favorite autumn foods. So here they are: salmon, brown rice, canned tuna, but not just any canned tuna, chicken stew with organic chicken, bean vegetable soup, ground turkey with tacos, ground turkey with zucchini, or yellow squash spaghetti, or quinoa or brown rice pasta, since I am gluten sensitive, and absolutely many, many vegetables. For this month, I have a nutritional tip, and that's on aloe vera. Like oregano, rosemary, and thyme, aloe vera is also an herb. Herbs are full of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that provide our body with needed health-promoting agents. Some people claim that aloe soothes stomach irritation. It may also help to heal stomach problems and ulcers, reduce acid reflux, and ease menstrual problems. It may also prevent immune suppression in the skin due to ultraviolet light. I personally keep organic aloe vera juice in my refrigerator at all times to soothe my stomach upsets instead of using an OTC product. And I totally recommend it because it works like a charm. This is the end of our October blog. I wish all of you a healthy October, and I look forward to seeing you next month.